Hi, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Light Shift. And today's Monday. We had a wonderful healing session for 8 hours yesterday, which was Sunday. And we're having another special healing session next Sunday for 8 hours. This is to get rid of the alien life forms that inhabit your body. And there's tens of thousands of these inside of you. I could say hundreds, but that's not even a drop in the bucket. And so these life forms are in your bloodstream, in your cells, all through you. We're infested with these things, just like an old piece of meat full of maggots. And that's the only way I could really put it. As they start getting released from you, these different types of life forms, your body starts to feel much better. And then you start feeling the space in you. Remember, these things are taking up the space where your spirit's supposed to be inside of your body. So like I say, you know, if you're not home, who is? Another way to look at it is, who's coming for dinner tonight? You know, what are they living off of you doing? So we have another sponsor tonight. Her name is Ann. So, Ann, are you out there?
I am. Hi, Ron.
Hi. So, you could talk about maybe, if you like, putting you on the spot to your experience on last Sunday, yesterday, on how what it was like, and maybe even the previous week when we did the 17-hour marathon healing of these alien life forms that inhabit our bodies.
Yes, I would love to speak of that. Thank you. The first weekend was astounding. I felt so many releases. It just repeated and repeated itself. Sometimes there'd be a little discomfort even, and I would feel itchy. And for some reason, one time I had very itchy knees. and I would see things like almost like little mosquito bites appear on my skin sometimes. And after the weekend, and by the way, it went really fast. It's hard to believe that we were essentially on the phone together all weekend. It was just the whole weekend pretty much taken up. It just went so fast. It felt like it was a 3-hour call or something. And I felt wonderful the next day, on Monday and all week. I felt like, wow, that was a shift. The thing that astounded me when we did it again yesterday is how much more was still coming out. I actually felt almost like I had a little indigestion during the call yesterday, but again, felt good. I felt things were leaving. And then this morning, and it's a little disturbing, by the way, that we did all that work and there's still more to come out. But this morning, I felt just a completely dramatic shift. I felt like I had a new body. I slept really well last night, except for I did wake up in the middle of the night and have to drink a lot of water, which is unusual, so I'm not exactly sure what that was about. I was thinking maybe just part of me hadn't been getting enough water or something because of having all these creatures inside of me. But today I feel calm and balanced and centered in a way that I don't think I've ever felt before.
That's great. So some of these creatures we talk about, some are maggots, some were squids, octopus energy, jellyfish, mosquitoes, scorpions, and I'm sure there were other ones, scarabs, snakes. Which one do you think caused you the most harm in your body looking back? And there's other ones also on the previous.
Right.
Which one do you think caused you the most harm?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up.
Maybe the most discomfort.
Well, it's hard to tell. A lot, most of them were just a lot of itching and, oh, good, I'm glad that's gone and I'm noticing the difference. But there was one thing that would be interesting because maybe some other people have experienced this as well. In the past, when I worked with different teachers that either I sort of knew or now definitely know were working with ETs and perhaps questionable ETs, I was at one of those seminars, and I actually saw, as much as one can see something that's on another dimension, I guess, an alligator or a crocodile get into my body. I was laying on the floor, and it was like he was the same size as me, and he just got into me. And then yesterday, you took that out, and I noticed that a couple of other people on the call commented that they felt that energy leave them as well. And that has always, I can't say that I felt him physically in my body, and I don't know what that might have been doing to me on a physical level, though I'm sure it wasn't good. But when I would feel my worst, if I were having dark thoughts, I would always think about that. So I wondered what came first. Was there some sort of mind control going on there? And I feel so relieved that I brought that up to you and that we cleared it yesterday.
Yep, that's good. Yeah, this is why I'm not a proponent of extraterrestrial involvement with people. That's kind of the new buzz thing going around on the expos is having somebody channel this ET from so-and-so, and you go into these rooms, and, you know, the people are really searching and looking for other information, and the practitioner might be a beautiful-looking lady, and all of a sudden you get hooked up, and you don't know what you're involved with, but because they talk nice, or they even use speaking in tongues of these ET languages, you don't know what they're doing to you. So it's very, very, very bad. And
right.
Naturally, when you give your free will away and you participate in this stuff, you know, it's up to you to tell the difference. You know, that's what I tell people. Always go to your heart first. Everybody wants to know how they get protected. Well, your spirit is your only protection. And that's why you have to go to your spirit first in your heart. If you think your spirit's in your head and you ask for guidance there, forget it. That's the dark side talking to you. So, yeah, it's nice to have one of those ET life forms leave you. Did you happen, when it came into you, just ask it a question, did the practitioner that had this large group of people mention that he's bringing that into you, or how did he do that session?
No, he was doing something different, and I don't recall if I specifically mentioned that to him. I don't think so. I don't think I ever mentioned it. And I remember thinking, well, I guess it's okay, because I thought, well, I'm here, and I guess within this room and with this person, I actually felt safe. But now I wonder what else was going on there that I wasn't aware of.
Yeah, so these energies, what I call, at least the larger ones, it's kind of hard to describe. A lot of the ones that I see on the mega sleeve, like, there's tons of these things. And I don't know if they're actually coming in with their own mind programming into us. I imagine they could be doing that. But the ones that are more singular, like the octopus and different things like this here, they probably are coming into our actual consciousness and changing our personality and talking to us and giving us words inside of our head. And so we have different things happening. So this is kind of what I perceive some people are going through. I know that for myself, these healings, in fact, the people who are on the call, the healing is still probably going on with you on the light ship, even though we were off the call yesterday. And I believe they're going to stop working with us probably maybe by either Wednesday night, maybe Thursday. So I'll just say Thursday for sure they will not be working with us, the light ship, but they are continuously doing work on us. So if you do feel energies with you, things being released, maybe a discomfort, remember, these things have been in you for a long time. So when they get taken maybe out of your intestines, your body has to go through a healing process, and that could even feel uncomfortable to you. Maybe they're being released, and they're actually biting you on the way out. So you say, God, I got this pain in me. What's going on? And this is perfectly normal because they are being rooted out of you. So your spirit can come in and do healing. And this is the way, you know, I see it. And I know that for the 17-hour run, I was being worked with myself, getting prepared to help everybody. And some people actually comment they actually felt the light beams with them, you know, maybe a few days or so before the 17 hours. So if you were on the 17-hour call on the one last week, you've probably been on the light ship continuously for typically maybe 10 days or so. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Ann, and maybe you can ask some questions, or we could maybe read the fast chat here and just see what happens to some of the people who are on. I know most people, when I got emails, they mentioned that their body feels more spacious. They can actually see themselves even differently when they look into a mirror, and they feel much, much better.
Another surprising thing is that I went into the whole life clearing online so that I could continue to update this healing. And this morning I was up early, and I have also the emotional body, mental body, and the mind control clearings I do online. And I thought, I don't need to do this ET parasite healing already. We just completed this last night. But I did it anyway, and I felt even more relaxed. Than I didn't even think I could feel better than I already felt. And I just felt this as if all my internal organs just went, and relaxed when I did that. So I'm just so grateful to you, Ron, and so impressed with how much we got done. And let me see. I don't see a specific request if my fast chat has been updated. I had some thoughts about healings because I always think that there are people who were right on the call with us last week, and perhaps also people in our audience that have never met you or heard anything about you before. And I always enjoy when you do the basic clearings of releasing entities and the basic emotional body healing. So it's up to you if you want to do those. And then I chose a couple of ones that I thought were interesting off of the list of your healings.
Yeah, we could do an emotional sample clearing. That's a very easy one that we do on all the calls here.
Okay.
Emotional clearing. And here we go. So this will go back 5 days in your life. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do a mental body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So what I'll do is just put some music on here and just kind of sample your body and just kind of see how you're feeling right now. Remember, you should feel a release of traumas that you've had in the past 5 days. Look at a situation, and you should feel actually more at peace with this here. So I'll give you a couple minutes just to look. You want to get up and walk and stretch. Okay. So, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. I also was thinking about two other clearings that I thought would be helpful. We were doing, I was lucky enough to be doing some healings earlier today with Ron. Again, if you're not aware, you can call Ron with whatever issue, either exactly ask for healing that's on his list or ask for something specific. And actually, it wasn't for me. It was for a friend who has an ongoing pain in his kind of his sinuses or his mouth. And it was fascinating what Ron came up with. There were actually earth ETs in there and a sword sticking in him that you took out, and he felt all of that being removed. And that was a very dramatic healing. However, shortly after that, when he started to play the guitar, which he does often, the pain came back. And we just thought that might be an interesting thing to ask you about, Ron, how perhaps the guitar had him either corded or tied to something in the past that after, you know, the pain went away, the pain came back.
Okay, yeah. So what actually happened during the healing process, is my understanding, this gentleman had the problem with maybe his gums, the sinus area on the left side. And since he had pain, we decided to first work with entities. Maybe, you know, entities naturally bring in pain into your body. And so you could have maybe just a small pain, but as they flood into you for a long period of time, they bring in their own problems, their own maladies, whatever maybe entities had, a toothache, maybe they died of cancer in the gums, maybe they're heavy smokers. So, you know, you could have 1,000 entities in you contributing to your problems. So we got rid of the entities, and that seemed to help out a lot. And then I started looking in the past, genetic past, and I saw a couple of objects in there which were removed, and then he said he felt better. And I guess that lasted for maybe an hour or two, and from there what happened was he started playing his guitar, because, you know, naturally that's living part of your life here, you know, and all of a sudden the stuff came back. So the question for probably all of you out there is, gee, we had a healing, and what happened? Was the healing taken away by me doing something? Or, you know, was I enjoying myself too much by playing the guitar, having fun? And or was the energy of the vibration of the guitar, the notes that he was playing, actually, did that resonate with the body to bring in more stuff? So it could be all of those. It could also have been entities coming into his body as he was playing the guitar, noticing that he did have a slight problem with maybe, a gum infection or something, a sinus condition. And maybe he brought in a lot of entities that maybe played a guitar who maybe took cocaine, and they had their nose kind of, you know, destroyed it along with their sinuses. So this can happen. Remember, they resonate to your melodies that you have. And so it could be, you know, many, many things. We'll have to just look a little bit further, but that's just information for all of you is why sometimes, you know, the healings work great, then you do something, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get triggered and not knowing what's going on, and that happens. So it could be that. It could have been something in his cellular memory as he's playing the music. Maybe he played a guitar, you know, maybe a couple thousand years ago, or some kind of instrument like that with strings on it. And that person playing it, and this is all in your genetics, came forth with this problem with maybe teeth and gums or whatever, sinuses, and it just remanifested that because it wanted to get cleared out. So it gets to be very confusing, and this is why we have to do these healings kind of like one step at a time and look for the root cause of it. So that's kind of how I would look at this here. And a lot of things can happen. And remember, we're living in the past of all of our ancestors. If we didn't have that, we would be able to look at it and get rid of it, you know, just like taking a piece of garbage out in the trash can or the dumpster or your garbage disposal and grinding it up and it's gone. But, you know, we can't do that because our body's so full of all this infiltration of the past, which it should not have. Remember, the dark side keeps the body here. So I'll just turn it back over to you, and to see if you want to add anything or maybe request a healing or something.
Yes, I have a couple of more ideas. I just want to say that you just astound me, Ron. You're so, you work so hard, and I called you fairly early this morning after that long day yesterday, and you're your usual jovial, full of love self. So I just want to appreciate you as a human and all the work you do for all of us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I would love to sample something I have. I think you have done these on the radio show before, but I haven't experienced them in a while. Two, the anxiety release and the depression release.
Okay. So the anxiety release, normally the emotional clearing takes that away from people. But anxiety is just if you have a lot more stuff maybe deeply buried in you, and or maybe it's just resurfacing after having the emotional clearing. Remember, everything gets kind of stirred up. And so you might have an emotional clearing. You may feel fine for, you know, a couple of years, and all of a sudden something else could come up because you're digging up more stuff out of your body for healing. So here's the emotional clearing. I mean, the anxiety clearing.
Okay.
So here we go, 5 days. Going back in your life here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And if you do have anxiety, if you have this clearing with me, I do this for this lifetime. We call it a whole life clearing. And then you definitely want to probably get on, since you've experienced this one, the unlimited whole lifetime. So you can go on there anytime you wish. In case something should come up and trigger you, you can get that released instantly from you. So this is why we have the unlimited, for people who need to have additional clearings and mainly to keep up to date, because things keep recycling. And which other clearing would you like to have again? Depression?
The depression release clearing.
Okay. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So the depression is very interesting because there's so many words that kind of relate to that. You know, you got compression, and then you got depression, and it's quite interesting to see oppression. You might just want to look at different words that deal with that particular, so many letters in that word, let's call it that. I don't know what the exact name would be, but they go off on tangents. So you may want to look at that and just see what other healings may be needed in that aspect, because that word has so many different avenues of tangents that it's incredible. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you. And I just wanted to add something I always hear you say is that for people listening, if they felt relief from either of those, that's an indication they would benefit from having the whole life done, right, Ron?
Yes, that is correct, yes. So, yeah, if you do feel anything, the only reason why we do samples is so that you can see where you are and what the healings you may want to actually experience, because you don't know where you are. You don't know what you don't know. And that's really the truth of the whole thing. And remember, if you ask your mind about something, your mind's going to tell you how wonderful you are, how you don't need something. And the one that you need the most, your mind's not going to want to have, because it'll have to release control of that. So that's the main thing here, is that you want to have, for need to have, clearings to heal yourself. You can't do it with just your spirit, because your spirit, so far as the show is being presented today, is not strong enough to do these healings for you. It's still kind of wimped out because of the dark side not allowing it to have its full spiritual integrity. Remember, when you're dealing with all these extraterrestrial critters in you, your spirit has to fight these things off so it can come forward. And so the people on the calls that have noticed that and understand about what these clearings have done, you know, the last couple of weeks, definitely can resonate to that, because they feel so much better now. And if you haven't been on any of these calls, I have on this Sunday, and I would definitely recommend doing it. It's probably the most important thing in your life to have done, and that's all that I can tell you. Back to you, Anne.
Okay, and no one needs to feel they missed out or by not being on the ones we've been talking about, because this Sunday's will accomplish a lot for people, correct?
Oh, yes. And if you had heard me talk about it in the last couple weeks and you didn't do that, that's because the implants went off in you. Remember, you're mind-controlled. And so the dark side did not want you to have part of itself released from you. So that's not really your fault. It's just that you didn't work on your intuition and or go to your spirit to see what really, you know, was needed with you. So that's kind of how it works. Like I said, what you need the most, the dark side will tell you you don't need that. And it will get you into a tangent of doing something else, make you forget about that day. And that's what happens. That's why they're here. They don't want you to evolve spiritually. But, yes, if you do go on the call, even though you missed quite a bit of it, you will still have benefits. So, yes, it is beneficial.
Okay. Then I was interested in the earth courting disconnection healing, and I was wondering if, and I know that would free people up to feel they can be anywhere on earth and not have to be somewhere. I was wondering if there's a way to also disconnect anyone who might still be connected to that form of astrology called astrocartography, which I used to read about, and it's limiting, and I know that we no longer want to be controlled by the planets in that way. Is it possible we could do an earth courting and along with disconnecting people from that astrocartography?
Yeah, I can do the earth grid line courting. I'll do that first.
Okay.
And this will just disconnect you from where you are this very moment in your house, okay? Remember, the dark side has you pinned down wherever you walk, wherever you move, okay? So what you're going to do is probably feel the freedom where you're standing or sitting right now. And as you walk around, then naturally they have you programmed to go into the next grid line system. So I don't know how far the grid lines are apart. But we'll just say that hypothetically they're 100 feet apart. So you're probably going to have a clearing of 100 feet around you. And then as you walk out your front door of your house, you're going to feel the heaviness come back in because they're using the grid line energy. They're connecting the dark side energies to the earth spirit. Remember, it's here for free choice, but they're connecting into its energetic system and allowing you to stay where you are. And this is why probably so many of the people have a very difficult time moving out of an area, and or why people who maybe are very, very low income stay in a certain neighborhood, and they're not allowed to move because of the mind transmissions. So if you think about that, you're going to go, wow, that's really something, how different races of people migrate to a certain location. They have the same mindset, and they just can't get out of their way, and they live in that mindset. And this is the reason, because the dark side doesn't want you to leave. So here we go. This is a grid line release, and like I said, it'll probably work maybe, say, 50 feet around you. So you might want to just maybe walk outside after this here and just see if you can feel the heaviness around you. So here we go. I'm going to start clearing here. I'll just do this. I got to see how the light chip wants to do this healing here. We'll do from 10 down to 1. So number 10 cleared, 9 cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, and 1 cleared. Okay, so that energy should be released from you. You might feel a little lighter as you walk around the room. And so this took away the energetic body control, mind control, transmissions from the dark side holding you in one location. And now we'll try one, I guess that's about all we can do. Doing the other one where the dark side has you connected by the planets to where you're planning to live each day or each year or maybe each segment of your life, that'd be much, much harder to do. But this one, here's all that I can do right now.
Thank you. I really enjoyed receiving that healing from you. When you do the first one is released from the main 13 planets that have controls over us, and then I received the second one that released us from even more planets. I don't know if you give a number to how many planets you're releasing us from, but I really, and I wasn't a big astrology follower. I would more look at them kind of anecdotally. I thought it was fun if it was in a magazine. Now I don't even go there. I don't even read it at all. But I did feel a big shift from that when you cleared it.
Yeah, there's probably over a couple of thousand planets. There could be 5,000 or more, or even 10,000 that are affecting you. I just want to let it rest at about 2,000. The way I got the 2,000 number is I initially started doing 13 planets for people, and that seemed to be fine. And then working with one person, I'll just say maybe a year and a half ago or so, a couple of years ago, for them they were really tied down, so I had to look at more planets. So we got from 13, we went up to, I think, probably 200. Then from 200, we went to 500, and then we went to a couple thousand. And each time they felt better. And so basically I know we're doing at least 2,000 planets that are controlling you. So if you just think of a planet as a being, a dark side being, that's not from the light, this is what's being transmitted to you. So just think of 2,000 people sending you mind control to tell your body what to do. And this is what's happening to you. You can relate more with probably physical people as you can with planets. So just think of everybody in your neighborhood around you sending you thoughts, psychic attack thoughts, telling you how to move your body, how to wiggle, how to eat, how to do anything in your life. This is what's happening to you. So once you get free of these things, then you're able to move on and live a better life. And the whole thing is getting in touch with your spirit. This is what this program is about, is to have your consciousness in your heart center, which is always there. Remember, everybody on the planet basically abandoned that, and they went into the mind. So we're trying to get you back into the heart and to become more heart-centered and to use the thoughts of your heart versus the thoughts inside of your mind from collective consciousness and the mind-controlling ETs. And this is what this program is basically about. Remember, when you pray to something outside of yourself, as you pray, P-R-E-A-Y, you're a P-R-E-Y, you know, to what you're praying to. And then you're connected even more to these things. So you never want to have somebody pray for you at a church, because they're bringing all that ET energy right to you through psychic attacks, and then you're worse off. So that's the way it is. Back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. That's an interesting question. There are two people that send me emails all the time telling me how much they're praying for me. I've gotten rid of them now. I've gotten off their mail lists and everything and taken them off my contact list, so hopefully they won't be coming through anymore. But that's a tricky one to say to people, because they believe they're doing the right thing and they think they're, I don't know. But it now totally creeps me out to hear that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, did you want to say something else there?
Even I said, oh God, you know.
Oh.
yeah, it's definitely ingrained in our consciousness, you know.
Uh-huh.
Everybody uses that term, you know, and I can see where they use the word God, you know, you're a God-fearing man. Of course, I'd be afraid of these ETs also, you know. So when you really look at those energies, like the movie The Mist, I mean, things coming in here, and then 10,000 BC, and there's probably other movies too. And just thinking of humanity, it's interesting. For me, people are talking all the time about this great Mayan calendar, you know, of the 2012 and how it stopped. So that's the dark side, you know, connecting to the Mayans. And geez, I think of all those poor people, you know, the thousands and thousands of people that had, you know, their stomach ripped open and their hearts taken off and their head chopped off by the Mayans. And yet we think these Mayans are just really, really spiritual, evolved people. Isn't that interesting to you, Anne?
Well, that's one area I never got into, because I agree with you. I thought, I don't want to really know anything more about these people. I find them disturbing.
Yeah, I mean,
most historical groups like
check
that.
Check it out. I mean, wow. I mean, talk about mind control. You know, they probably...
Right.
Where they're one of those people having their heart pulled out of their body, you know, and they want to go experience it again or something. energetically.
Yeah.
Remember, when you go back there, you're actually tied into those past lives because your body's bringing you to that stuff. So then you're actually corded even more to it. So it's very interesting for me to see that.
Right, right. It's almost as if maybe we're better off not seeing those movies about history and reading those books about the past.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep, that's whatever you find out from the past normally is not very good, you know.
Right, right. And we can only hope to be in the moment now.
Good to know. You want to be in the moment, and that's going to the past. But you do learn from the past somewhat because you can see what situations you're involved in to get out of yourself, to release it out of you.
Right. Well, in anticipation of being on this call this afternoon, I was looking at your list of clearings, and I noticed one, and I'm curious about it. If we can experience a sample of it, that would be wonderful. But I'm curious about the Galactic Federation Affiliations clearing. I understand from you that the Galactic Federation isn't controlling or having powers over us anymore. And I'm wondering, is this clearing still necessary, or are there people on Earth or people that could even be on this call this evening that still would have some affiliations with them that would, of course, be harmful?
That's a very good question. I would say yes, but the energy can still be with you, yes, okay? Remember, the dark side is mimicking these energies now, so even though you connect to them or don't connect to them, they can still be with you. So the dark side does have their own Galactic Federation, and this is why the channeling still go on, because it was probably the dark side anyway. So just getting rid of one of the energies doesn't mean that it's gone completely. So the dark side will clone it over again and keep on with their same stuff as usual. So basically, the Galactic Federation initially was created by the light ship, these extraterrestrial beings like yourself. You know, you just look at all your neighbors and the people around you, and or maybe even people in prison, okay, in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're all bad, but we'll just say that they did something wrong. And sometimes they didn't do anything wrong when they're there, but let's just say that they killed somebody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so these people were controlled by entities, and just because they're there doesn't necessarily mean that they, with their spirit energy, did it. And so what happened when these beings, just like yourself and everyone else on the planet here, has a spirit in it, you could have belonged to the Federation yourself. So we'll just say that the planet here, planet Earth, is the Galactic Federation. Well, how many people would you trust right now with your life? Would you trust your neighbor? Would you trust your loved one? Would you trust, the guy down the street? Well, or how much spirit energy do they actually have inside of their bodies? And so these people on the planet, which is why we have wars and everything else, and other people that we may know about in the news a lot, these people have denounced the light. And so just like the Galactic Federation did, they were created with the divine spark too, but they turned sideways and maybe they got a trade-off. So you can check out what's happening now to our economy. It's the same process. You know, people chose to become greedy, and with that greed, then they start harming people. So they're people who are suffering. Well, it's the same thing as the Galactic Federation. So we take our planet, it's the same thing. There are a few people who are enlightened, and probably the vast majority are not. And so they denounce the light and chose to work with the darkness energy to hurt other people. And so these energies basically are no longer here that the light ship created out there, but the dark side can mimic them and bring them back into full awareness. This is why people are still channeling these energies. They don't know the difference on it. So they're channeling darkness, and initially they could have channeled an entity, an ET that maybe had 5% of their body of light, 95% darkness, and they got the channeling from that to being, we'll just call it being number A. And A was channeling to the people here, and then got terminated. And now the dark side just recreated A, mimicked it, and it's still there now. Instead of being 5% light, it's 100% darkness. But it still brings forth the energy of light, now the beautiful wordings, et cetera. So this is what kind of happens. And yes, the energies, as you tap into them, as they're here, as they're being transmitted to you, if you have that link connected to yourself once, if you go internet surfing all the time looking for what the dark side is doing, then you are probably getting re-hooked up over again. And maybe some of the healings that you have had in this program, because you're watching or listening to all this information by the darkness to enhance your maybe vocabulary or your awareness of what they're doing to us, these healings that you've had are probably being overtaken, overrun by the darkness. And you could even be worse off than what you were before by listening to these different channelings of people. Remember, once you get hooked up, it's very hard to disentangle yourself. This is why we do the Dark Side Practitioner release on the website. So that's kind of what I have there in place for people who have problems. And this is kind of how I can help you out to get away from these beings of non-light, because you are connecting to these energies continuously just by going on websites, and or if you don't know about it, going to a church. They're connecting you all the time. Like you mentioned, somebody's trying to pray for you. Boy, that's the worst thing you'd ever have done to do. You might as well go to a practitioner that has a sign out in front of their house saying, "I do spells and witchcraft and I cause people pain and harm. Give me $500 and I'll do a spell for you on someone." This is the same thing as going to church. So back to you, Ann.
Wow. Okay. So just before we leave that subject.
Sure, we can leave that one.
I was going to say, it is disturbing. I have two questions, I guess. One is, I know personally two really lovely people who I know mean well, who are one definitely working with ETs and one doing channeling. Is there any, I don't know, there's really nothing I could do, is there? Because unless they chose to come for a healing.
To align with the darkness, yeah. And they think that it's fine. But if they go to their heart center and ask their spirit if they're causing themselves harm and then also harming everybody who's listening to them, and maybe they're a practitioner, maybe they have thousands of people that they're administering these ET things to, they would find out the truth. But they're probably so heavily mind-controlled and getting the payoff from money by doing these things that they think they're doing a great thing to humanity. It's very sad.
Yeah,
and
it
is. You know, just the way life is here. Remember, you're only responsible for yourself. And then we have also a barcode release from people kind of getting into the ET stuff. Your spirit has a barcode on it, and this is why you're stuck here. So does your body.
Right.
And your mind has one, too, which is what they use to transmit the energies to you. So you have three major barcodes, and it could actually be more, but I've only discovered three so far. And this is how the dark side interfaces with you, just like a program on your computer, you know. They activate it, and it comes forth, and you start running the energies from that.
Right.
And, you know, you can do further if you wish to go into more barcode release. We can go into the seven generational barcodes. But the main thing is, and that's your ancestors. But you do have it inside of you in your DNA. You have all these walking time bombs that go off. And the only way, like I say, is to get out of all this stuff is to have the clearings. And then it's up to you to regain your spirit energy from the clearings, because once these things are released and you can have more spirit energy. And then, you know, you want to be in the moment, in the now. If you're in time, then you're in darkness. If you're in the now, then you're in spirit. That's the two things. That's your separation. So most people kick out their spirit by going into the mind. And that's up to everybody on this planet to get back out of the mind into the heart and get into the moment. And if everybody did that instantly, we'd have no more darkness here. The darkness could not come in if you were in the moment with your spirit. And then from there, you could have your own healings in the present moment, and you would be out of this stuff. So this is what we're dealing with here at ascension time. And like I say, how much do you love your body? Does your body want to get out of here? Well, I would imagine so. Whenever I talk to anybody, most people tell me that it's pretty rough living here, you know, and that's because it is. And your body's been here through its genetic lifetimes, you know, a long time. And it has a chance now to get out of here. And wouldn't you love to have your body leave, you know? Most people would like that, but their implants go off, and 10 minutes later, they're doing some other program. So the program that you want to find is your own program of your heart so that you can just be in the moment. So back to you, and we'll see what else you want to bring forth here.
And I would say that being in our heart and our spirit and our body is our best protection against parasites and entities and probably even bringing negative people into our lives.
Yeah, so once you're in your heart, then you can start to integrate your spirit energy into your body.
Wow.
So basically, once you get into your heart, then you get your guidance. But that does not bring your spirit into your body. So that's a whole another venue. So just being heart-centered, smiling at people, having love energy, doesn't do your body a bit of good. It still has the programs into it. But this is probably what some of the teachings are that's out there, and they don't tell you that. They just want you to go on, smile at people, do whatever, is needed to look like you're a very nice person. But that doesn't help your body whatsoever. You still have the programs in it. Plus, you're probably being mind-controlled to do that. So you have to do the work. Your body has to get cleaned out of these densities. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, and it's happening now. So, you definitely, everybody listening on this program missed the ascension 2,000 years ago. They may have missed it up to 100,000 years ago. And this is it. Every 2,000 years, you have an ascension. And hopefully you're able to do this one here, at least get your spirit out of here if your body can't. And that's up to you. You understand that you have a choice now. So do you wish to turn into the light, turn into your spirit, or do you want to follow the mind programs of the darkness? And there's plenty of programs out there right now. Remember, the last 15, 20 years is when all the New Age metaphysics came into full bloom with these thousands of practitioners out there telling you how to use your mind to create your reality. Now, that's the darkness, so they're plugging you right into the dark side. Back to you, Ann.
Well, I was wondering, I just wanted to share another thing about this past weekend clearing. As I said, that I felt like that crocodile or alligator, I'm not sure, what it was, left me. I was thinking, just as we were talking here, that the shapeshifter, I have gained a lot of weight since then. And I'm very curious to see if that will to help this, that release will actually help me to lose weight now. Because I've actually, in many ways, my life has become nicer, easier, and better since then, yet I've put on weight. And I just find that fascinating. So I'll have to keep coming on the radio shows to keep everyone updated as to whether or not I actually lose weight. And on that note, I was wondering if maybe we could do a sampling of the addiction clearing, and is there anything else, Ron, that would connect to weight? I don't know that necessarily, I'm overweight because I'm addicted to food, but I'd be curious at this point to see if I feel anything if you do a sample of that.
Sure.
And I don't know if you can think of, are there any other clearings that you can think of that could possibly relate to someone who has too much weight on their body?
Oh, yeah. Well, that could also be entities.
Okay.
So remember, you could have 500 entities in you that love to eat, and they could be very large. Remember, entities are emotional bodies of people who have passed on. So we have two different venues here. We have entities that are earth-based, which are probably, the way it looks, just a small majority of what we have with us. I'll just say that's 10% of what's inside of us. And the other 90%, we'll just say, are the ET critters. And so do they eat? They probably do. What we're mainly dealing with now is entities. So we're going to take some entities out of everybody that love to eat food. And remember, they can be the ones that want you to eat maybe a candy bar or have a soft drink or something like this because they need a body to use to have that drink. And also, this is for addictions, too. So if you're addicted to having a soft drink whenever you go to a store or something, or you maybe go to a fast food place and automatically out of your mouth, I want to have a large Coke or Pepsi or 7-Up or whatever. Well, you really want that. Don't you have water instead? But the entity wants to drink that soft drink. So you're actually drinking this for the entity and harming your body. So here we go. This is entities being released here. So I want everybody just to think of something that they have a compulsion towards, that they're addicted to in a sense, some type of food. And we're going to take out some entities right now. And I do a special clearing for this, if you wish. Normally it's an hour clearing. And I'm thinking of maybe doing a marathon clearing for entities coming up in the future here. Because entities are probably our major problem that we have, keeping our consciousness here. Remember, these emotional bodies of people who've died. We can have thousands of these inside of us, and these thousands of entities are bringing forth their reality, their lifetime into us because they need a body to live in. So if you're a smoker, for instance, or if you take drugs, if you need to have a beer every night or something, well, that's the entity in you wanting to have that. And your body may not even want to experience it whatsoever, but the entity does. It's with you, and it's allowing you to have that particular addiction. And it could be something else entirely. It could be giving money away to people. You know, it could be anything. It could be driving fast in your car. It could be, just anything in life, because the entities lived here and they want to experience their lifetime through you. So we're just taking away these entities. And again, I said just do one situation now in your life that you'd like to have some help with. Like I said, this takes normally an hour or so to do, and we're just doing a sample for you. So we may get out 50 entities or something like that for this one particular situation that you're dealing with. And you could have thousands, maybe 10,000 inside of you. But you may feel a change here. Here we go. Remember, the entities killed Jesus too, along with the Galactic Federation. That's what they just stick up for him. What did he say on the cross? Forgive them, for they don't know what they do. That's entities and mind controlled by the ETs. And the entities can be controlled, too, also by the ETs. So how is everybody feeling? I just did that clearing. So you might feel a change in your body and just kind of sense to see if you have that compulsion now of what you wanted to experience previous to this clearing. Ann, how are you doing?
Good. I did think about, eating and kind of, not a specific food, but the kind of sort of wandering in the kitchen looking for something to put in my mouth, as opposed to a specific.
Did you see any pictures of any food that the entities wanted to eat?
Yeah, I think I did. I never feel that good when I eat meat. What came up was meat.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't eat it that often, but that came up, so that could
everybody
be.
Everybody will have their own experience.
Right.
On this here. And so I may be doing a marathon clearing for entities. I'll have to set that one up. So if you're interested, I would say it's very, very beneficial because they're actually coming into us and preventing us from being who we really are. Remember, they're controlling you as a robot. So that's the first energy that is with your body, allowing you to do things. You wake up each day and you go through habits, go through programs.
Right.
And the entities are probably doing that. So it's kind of up to you to release them. So, and this healing may help everybody. Remember hearing
right.
the story, I'll just go on for a minute before we sign off here. It's about half past, but the story may relate a little bit to you. There's this lady who was married, and she'd go out and she'd get a pot roast, and she'd always cut off one end of the pot roast before she put it into the pan. And her husband thought, why is she wasting maybe an inch of meat each time she did this? So she said, well, my mother did that. Remember, this is programming, okay? And so one day they went to her mother's house, and the husband said, gee, how come, you taught your daughter to cut off, this piece of meat on the roast and then throw it away? And she goes, well, it's because I had this little small pan, and it wouldn't fit the whole roast. So I always have to naturally cut off part of the meat because it wouldn't fit in the pan. So that may relate to some of you on how things control us. And that was just a thought that the mother put into the daughter, not explaining how and why, but she took that on as truth. And so that was controlling her in her life because she had a program that she was running. So that's food for thought for everybody.
Wow.
So I guess we'll be signing off here. So I want to thank you for coming on, Anne.
Thank you, Ron.
And,
it was a pleasure.
We have our conference call coming up here. It's a one-hour light shift healing. We have these Mondays and Fridays. The cost is only $20 for physical healing. And our next show is Wednesday, and the time is at 7 o'clock PST, 10 o'clock Eastern. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And we probably have some questions on the fast chat, so I'm sorry we may not have got to all of them here. But,
may I just interject one thing, Ron?
Chris, go ahead, yeah.
I really enjoy, this is the second time I've hosted one of the radio shows, and for a $60 donation to Ron, which helps him keep the radio shows going, anyone can do what I did today, and I really recommend it highly. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, how does the energy in your house feel? Because you're actually, what the light shift means, helping you on this process. Do you feel the extra energy inside of your household?
Absolutely. It's as if as I move along, everything around me does as well.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, I feel it's very high energy here.
Okay, so we'll just say blessings to all of you, and just look forward to an email. If you want to get on the email list, go to the bottom of this page on BBS Radio, type in your email a couple times there, and we'll put you on our email list for future healings that we're going to be doing that will be special. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.